Just went up a couple of inches. You may be seated. There's just nothing like praising the Lord.
Amen.
Did you like your love letter this morning?
Amen.
Oh, what? We got over 1,200 of them. And they all say the same thing.
Amen.
Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. How wonderful. It's just incredible when you just think that little short message. And then you just, we were back there fellowshipping, and our brother Samuel said, man, I went back and listened to it this afternoon. And man, things I never caught. It's just he says so much, and that it's there for the bride, and it's truly what we believe in this message. Is everything is there, that this pulpit, that's what we're here for, is to hear this message. It's, he said, that's what we're feasting upon. That's what we live upon. That's what it is. That is our spiritual food. Amen. Amen. I'm so glad that we do have that great conductor, which is the Holy Spirit, which leads his symphony totally of what it is. And this morning was something I was going to say that always struck me is with that and with the symphony, to go off of that, that it always, when I was in school, it always reminded me that, do you ever remember the kid that was in the back that played the little triangle? I thought, poor kid. I mean, why didn't he pick some like cool instrument or something, you know? I mean, a cello, a violin, a something, a trumpet, anything, you know? But the triangle, it's like nothing. It's, I feel sorry for it. It's the guy who usually played that, and sometimes they play those big round drums, you know, boom, they'd hit them once in a while. But it is like us, what Satan does to us sometimes too in that great symphony.
Yeah.
He makes us think that we're little, insignificant, don't mean nothing. We don't have no big part to play. We ain't got the big cello. We ain't got the big trumpet. But guess what? Have you ever listened to that orchestra when they do play that? And they're playing that song. Dun, 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 dun. If there ain't somebody there to go, ding! The song's not complete.
Amen.
You got to have that, ding!
Yeah.
That completes the whole song. So, actually, that little instrument is more important than all the other instruments. It's got to be there. So that's what you are. You're maybe just that little ding. God's got to have you to complete his symphony. Amen. I'm happy to be a little ding. Jesus, little doormat. Praise the Lord. Everyone may be seated. Just to be in his symphony, that's all that counts. It's like I like that. Just as what, just so we believe. We don't understand. Brother Bram says many things that we don't understand, but that's not important. It's just important that we believe, and that's what he taught us to do. Today I was talking with my family, and something struck me again is, you know, have you ever been out camping? And when it is, and you know, you make a big fire, and you have it there, and it blazes, and you go to bed that night, and you wake up in the next morning, and the campfire's out. It's burned all night long, and you look over at it, and it looks like it's all just cindered over. There isn't nothing there. And that's a lot of times what the devil's told us for many, many years. That our fire is out. When Brother Branham was here and he was going around, that fire is out. There's another fire that's over here. But you know what? You get up in the morning, you walk over that fire and you put a log on it and just real easily go. And it's a way better fire than the fire you had that morning because you got all them hot coals that's down there. And that's what we've been. We've just been in hot coals. This is nothing new.
Amen.
It's just the wind. It's blowing on his bride, and it ignites it, and it just goes. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
It's wonderful. We want to get right into the message that we're going to hear tonight. And then Jesus come and, you know, it is that when Jesus is like we are right now, we're in the darkest of hours. This is the last closing moments of time. And as we touched on it this morning, is that we see, and Brother Branham says in this message, and all the way down, that we see full harvest coming in. We see Sodom and Gomorrah, and then we see the bride coming into harvest. And we see it coming into full maturity, and it's everywhere. So it is in the darkest hours. But then he said, just what we're seeing is that's when Jesus comes.
Yeah.
He says, when you scream out, then that's when he comes. When there looks like there's no hope, there's nothing left, then that's when Jesus comes.
Amen.
And that's what I believe that he's doing to us right now, is Jesus has come. Are we here to answer? We're here, Lord. He said the time has come to say, do we believe it or we don't believe it? And we believe it, Lord.
Amen.
We believe it with all of our heart. It is the words of eternal life that God has chosen a bride to speak to and get them ready for the coming of the Lord. Well, we want to go right in prayer. I do have an announcement to make. We were thinking, if the Lord willing, that because of the Thanksgiving weekend, there might be lots of visitors in town like we have this morning. So we're going to have Wednesday night service here at the youth center instead of having it down at the tabernacle. Because last Sunday we had quite a few people, and it's so hard when more people come and they have to go in those little side rooms. So we've heard that there's quite a few people just coming in town for the holidays and going to be with family, and we want everybody to be as comfortable as they possibly can. So we've decided we'll meet here then, if the Lord willing, on Wednesday night.
Amen.
So is that good with you all? Praise the Lord. Are you ready for the message tonight?
Yeah.
Oh, it's... I hope you bought a new red ink pen, because you're going to empty it out. Every time it's greater. How can it get greater? It does, because it's the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
He just gets greater and greater and greater. And like we say, that the more that we give to him, because you can't outgive him, the more that he gives you back in return. Amen. Let us stand to our feet as we bow our heads. Get ready to invite the Holy Spirit to be here. We have quite a few prayer requests that have come in. We have our sister Belle Vincent. She has 90% blockage in her right leg, and she's going to have surgery. Our brother Johnny Newman, he still needs prayer. That he had surgery upon his back. He had a couple of vertebrates, two or three was it, he had fused together. We want to certainly be remembering him. We also have our sister Bella Toy. She's having an allergic reaction to something. The doctors can't figure it out. We're going to send a different doctor tonight. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Brother Charles Lettingham, his heart is racing. It's out of rhythm. We serve a God that will put it right back in rhythm. We also got that our brother Collins, that he's hurt his back. And I know he's had a lot of problems with his back in the past. But we're going to ask Dr. Jesus to visit these requests. These ones that are sitting on the pulpit, these ones that I've read, and the ones that's in your heart. Because we know Father knows each and every one of them, and he's here to meet each and every one of the needs. So as we think of him tonight, think what's upon your heart. Lord, you know what I have need of. And first of all, Lord, is more of you. I want to be more like you every single day of my life, Lord Jesus. Take away everything, Lord, that's not like you, Lord. I just want to be like you. I hear your prophets say you're coming for a bride. Lord, I want to be there on that day, Lord. Whatever it takes the hide off of me, Lord. Whatever it takes, I want to be there on that day. By your mercy and grace, Lord, I claim and believe that I'm one of them. And that you look at me when you look down, you look through the blood of your Son on Calvary. How precious, Lord. Because holy angels had to cover their faces, had to cover their feet and fly around singing, holy, holy, holy. I had no way. But you provided a way for me. How wonderful. And the same thing as you provided a way, Lord Jesus, for each one of our requests, each one of our needs. And Lord, look at the hands. And Lord, you know the need behind every hand. And we're just going to ask that you'd meet each and every need, Lord Jesus. And we believe, we're putting our little licks of fire together right now. And believe as you come by, Lord, we're going to reach out and touch you. And that you're going to grant each and every request, Lord Jesus. Because we believe, no matter what it looks like, what it seems, what the symptoms are, we just believe. We just believe, Lord. That's what you told us to do. No matter what it looks like, we just believe it.
Amen.
Satan has nothing to do with your lambs. Nothing. He's a liar. He's a bluff. His stinger's been pulled a long time ago.
Amen.
We just look to you. So let's just sing our little song, reach out and touch the Lord as He passes by, because He's not too busy to hear your heart's cry. Reach out and touch the Lord as He goes by. You will find He's not too busy to hear your heart's cry. He is passing by this moment, your needs to supply. Reach out and touch the Lord as He goes by. Gracious Heavenly Father, what a privilege it is, Lord, to be in Your presence tonight, Lord. Father, Your grace and mercy is sufficient, Lord. We thank You once again, Lord, for the wonderful morning that You give us. Truly a red-letter day, Lord, as You sent that message down and how it stirred our hearts, Lord. Father, we love You and we thank You, Lord. This whole message, Your whole life is a love letter to Your bride, Lord Jesus. Father, thank You that we can read between the lines, Lord. So many just read over it and they don't understand it, but Lord, You're talking to Your bride. As Your prophet told us, nobody might be able to understand, but we do, Lord. We understand that love letter and we love You for it, Lord. And we thank You that You've given us another opportunity, Lord, that we could come together to worship You, Lord, and to be more like You, Lord. And that's what we're here for tonight, Lord, is to love You, Lord, with the depths of our heart, Lord, and to ask You to cleanse us and to make us more like You, Lord. And Father, we just invite You to come down, Lord, and to be with us tonight. Anoint us, Lord Jesus. We know that this word is, Lord, but Lord, we ask You to do it to us, Lord. Father, come down in a special way. And Father, these many prayer requests that lay before me, Father, You know each and every one. And You knew before I read them, Lord. But Father, You are the great I am. You are the Dr. Jesus. And Father, is that medicine bag that, Lord, You'll reach down. I want to know what's in it, Lord. It's healing, Lord. It's healing for Your children, Lord Jesus. Bless and be with each request, Lord. Each hand that went up, You know the need, Lord Jesus. May You grant it, Lord. It's what You've already done. May we just accept it, Lord. You've done did it for us. We accept it. We say we accept it, Lord Jesus. And we believe it, Lord. Bless and be with us tonight, Lord. And we just invite You so that we can worship You. And we all say, amen. Reach out and touch the Lord as He goes by. You will find He's not too busy to hear your heart's cry. He is passing by this moment, your needs to supply. For a Savior that can supply all of our needs. And it all started at the cross.
Amen.
Where I first saw the light.
Amen.
How many's happy to have had that experience of clinging to that cross? Amen.
Alas, and in my